in Tofnu and Zayin Zipes. Halosh Isa B'yom Tov Shal Pesach. So a person making dough. So now we have a problem like this. Once you mafresh the dough, and it's challah, so it's not edible. It's tamei, and no kohen can eat it. So you can't bake it on Yom Tov because you're baking something which is not going to be edible. So it's not considered echol nefesh. So you can't bake it. If you don't bake it, it's going to come chametz. You're going to have chametz in your rishus and pesach. So therefore, the eitzah is lo yikra shem lechala achetayofa. The answer is bake the whole dough beforehand before you're mafresh anything. So then all of it is roy to eat. So it's all echol nefesh. And then afterwards, after you bake it, you'll be mafresh some of the matzah as chal. Shemikra lo shem, because if you're going to be kurish shem and designate a certain amount of dough as chal before you bake it, and a rosh hashanah afos, you can't bake it because it's not echol nefesh. So you're an iser of baking on Yom Tov. V'im yani chener kach, but then. On the other hand, if you just leave it as is and don't bake it, tachmitz, it's going to become chametz. So, the banner is surely served for Yom Tov. You can't burn it on Yom Tov to prevent it becomes chametz. In other words, I have an idea. Let's be mafresh it as challah. Burn it right away. We can't burn on Yom Tov either. So you can't burn it on Yom Tov, you can't bake it on Yom Tov, and you can't do it, you know, it's going to come chametz. So the eitz is, don't make it into challah beforehand. If a person forgot, was made a dough on Yom Tov, it was going to bake matzahs, and was designated something, some of the dough as challah. So now you have a problem, what do you do? Like you just said, so the eitz, which he says over here is, you put in the cold water. So if you put in the cold water will stop the chametz process. Nowadays you'd say you would freeze it. So you put in the cold water, and the cold water will stop it from becoming chametz. Okay. Now, there are more fascinating things. So what's the problem? The problem is that you can do the hafrosha in such a way that you don't make the dough tamei. There's two problems by truma. There's two issues of truma by truma slash challah. Challah and truma are the same like these halachas. One is that you can't eat truma which is tamei or challah which is tamei. Number two, a person who's tamei can't eat truma, can't eat challah. Nowadays everybody's tamei. So we have we can be mafresh in such a way that the challah shouldn't become tameh. That we can do. The dough shouldn't become tameh. Now, the second problem is, how can you eat it? So we assume everybody has a din of tumas mace, because any person who's ever involved directly in a mace is only become tor. He was an oil mace, he touched an item which was an oil mace. He needs a hefer for paraduma, so we're kulonu to my mace. Now, if a person never had any contact with either a mace or things which had the din of that they're equivalent of a mace, so then he's tamei just for one day, he can go to the mikveh and remove the tumah. But a person who had direct contact with the mace, or in the same oil as a mace, or the same oil as metal items which were together with the mace, so they brought a mace into a room and there was a metal item there. So now even after the mace leaves, that metal item is considered like the mace. The metal sword is the same din like the mace itself, and now it also creates a din tumah, which would need tahara of paraduma. So you're going to have a we're all tame, so you can't eat the dough. Comes the Ramah. The Ramah says, but by chalas chutzlor, it's one of the many kulas which you have by chalas chutzlor, which is that Chazal did not aser kayim, which is tame, for me the chalas chutzlor, unless the tumah was a tumah which was generated by from the person itself. In other words, it wasn't tumas mace, tumas keri, tumas zov, those type of things. So those are tumas which would prevent the person from eating chalas chutzlorets. But the person's tummy mace does not stop you from eating chalas chutzlorets. Okay? So it comes to Ramon, and Ramon says, once that's true, so if I have a child that never saw a carry, or a gadol which I know went to the mikvah, and you know he's tore from his carry, so he can eat the truma, or eat the chal. So now what's my problem? I'm making a dough on Yom Tov and saying, oy vey, I can't bake it on Yom Tov because nobody can eat it. It's not Echol Nefesh. Can't burn on Yom Tov because you can't burn Kachem on Yom Tov. If I don't do anything, it's become Chametz. What do I do? But if there's a Kohen who's allowed to eat it, so I will not bake it. I can bake it for the Kohen and give it to the Kohen. So I can be Mafresh Lechala and bake it and give it to the Kohen. So Chal Chutzlor, it's, if I have somebody who meets the criteria of Tahara, even though he's Tameh Meis, as long as he doesn't have Tumas Zov or Tumas Baal Keri, either because he never had a carry in his life or because he went to the mikvah from the carry. So good, see, he can eat truma now, he can eat challah now. So you can bake it for him. So mutarim lefa is a challah bishul, you're allowed to bake it for him. V'yesh, I remember the area, they say that's not true. Shein machilim, challah b'zman hazed l'shum kayin, even challah chutz l'aretz, we're not ma'achol to a kayin. The reason over here is because, forget about the Tumah issue, who said he's a Kohen? Our Masorah is potentially been interrupted. We don't have a Yedi of Adoyis of Kahuna that will allow us to give it, be Michael to Shuma to a Kohen, or Michal to a Kohen.
What about a Kohen
Katan
who'd go into the Mekvah?
Wouldn't help. The problem here is we don't know who said it's a Kohen. So with the Masara which we have is not a level of Masara which we would like to rely on in regards to the Dinim of the Chiyuv of Chal, etc., which are Chomer the Chiyuvim. So the Masara we have in the people's status of Kahuna is not so clear. There's been interruptions, etc. So it wouldn't stand scrutiny in Beis Din, so we're not Michael Chala to them. We don't give them a Chala.
You're talking about any
Chala. Right, so that's the problem with any Chala.
Oh.
So that's it. It's Em Echil on the Chala, and it's other Shum Chala. We don't give Chala as well as to any Chala. Yesherman, the Mutter, Beyomtev, Lolush, Pachos, Mikashir.
So you're Katan who never saw a carrier.
That's the case, that's the opinion of before, it's for you. It's sort of opinions.
No, why not? Kohen Katan who'd go into the mikvah.
The first opinion says we can give it to a Kohen. One problem is that the problem is tumah. So there's two levels of tumah. There's one issue of tumah that the person can give them by touching something like a mace. So for chal is eretz yisrael, he can't eat chal. Chal is chutzlor, as the Ramah is saying, that the tumah of touching a mace, he's allowed to eat. Still, he's tummy because he touched a mace, he's still allowed to eat the chal. If he's tummy because of carry, he can't eat the chal. So what's the eitzah? Person either was a carry and went to the mikvah, or the kid was never had a carry. So Kayan, we trust him as a Kayan. The fact that he's a tummy mace, I don't care. The only problem is carry. There's no carry over here. Second man says, listen, that's very nice that there's no problem with carry. They're very nice that, you know, we don't care about tummy mates. But who said he's a Kayan?
I assume a cotton wouldn't have ever seen a carry.
Correct. So, but the problem is who said he's a Kohen? It's a new problem.
I know.
Okay. Then, Yeshama, the solution, so the eighth is, if you want to make a dough on Pesach, make the amount of dough less than the regular amount, which is chayav and chala, and then you can make a dough, you can bake the dough, and we don't have any problems. What's the whole problem here is that we don't have an eitzah how to do this hafrashas challah, because as soon as you take the challah off from the dough before you bake it, which is what you're supposed to do, so I can't bake it, I can't burn it, and it's going to become chametz. So I have to bake it as such, and then afterwards be mafresh. So some say, well, I have a different etzim. Just bake less than a shear of chiyuv challah. Then you can just bake the whole thing. You don't have to worry about anything and eat it. So that's suggestion. Mishabers of cutting your dal. Lo yikra shame. Do not be kara shame to the challah until it's baked. You want to take a little piece off to be the little piece of dough, piece of the dough, obviously. To be challah. So you should not designate it as challah before you bake it. Right now, you just say, I'm taking off a piece of matzah, and don't call it challah. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah adds in brackets. Okay? So this is that point is a Magen Avraham. Come to the Mishnah Berurah says, I want to add on to the words of Magen Avraham the following. V'gam shla'iyah b'machshav toshu tochel ala kudusha schalu arachav yosef. The person should not have intent without even verbalizing it, just intent. I want this to be challah. Oh, this will be my, I want this to be challah. So if he thinks that, it's made considered challah. He says, oh, this is what I'm taking off in order to be challah later on, fine. But he says, I want this to be challah before the baking, the halacha is that it's challah. The kedusha is trumas and maisers, who are you, dibur or machshava levad? You can designate trumas and maisers, which challah is a form of truma, even just with machshava, so just thinking that this should be the challah made it the challah. So now you're back to the same problem. How are you, what are you supposed to do there? So don't even think it. You made it right till klal lefes uga miuchedes b'shil challah. So the case over here was that we're gonna. He wants to take a designated piece of dough, which will be the one which becomes the challah. Right, and he'll bake all of them. He'll bake all the different matzahs, and then he'll take one of them and say, "Ah, Mr. Curran, here it is." So he's going to give one of them as one of these little matzahs as the challah to the Curran. That's if he wants to make a specific one. But if his plan is Ella, his plan was Yefistam, just bake you know X amount of matzahs. Achar Yefish matzah achas achaticha achas me matzah al kulam b'shul challah. He has no specific intent. They want to make this type of dough, this type of this. He'll take a bake it, take something off, either the whole matzah or part of a matzah, give it to the kohen, right? So come get shabbat on me. Where for the fresh alach, I feel quite despairingly ill. So in the case where you may have to make sure there was a shir challah, there was a shir challah beforehand so that you can be mafras anything else which is in the room. If it wasn't, they have to be together, but they mukav together. Okay, he says, because if you cover shame and it you can't bake it. Because there's no, you only have to bake on yantar because it has an element of either cooking, baking, eating, you know, or we derive it from there. So over here, it's not for achol nefesh purposes because you can't eat it.
What does
chaticha
mean?
A piece. One piece. Just like take a break of a piece from each one of the matzahs. Mm-hmm. From one of the matzahs for all the matzahs. Now, this whole problem is not because Shabbat of Karol Hashem. This problem only the owner can designate. Avo ba'acher, Avish Karol Hashem, unless somebody else designates this as challah. It doesn't work. Then Lacher Rishus Lichav, a person has no power. He makes something into Shuma or Meiser or Challah, unless he's a Shliach. In Mishares is a Bebayis. The case where you have a woman who's a servant in the household, Jewish. She's not a slave. She's a servant, which was. Seems like it was a common thing, you know. The bigger gevirim, the more wealthy Jews would employ you know, listen, as much as it's not nice to work, have another Jew work for you, but it's better you should have a guy working for you instead. The Jews shouldn't have what to eat. So they would hire the Jewish, they were very common, they had the mishorses, mishoresses, the maid servant was Jewish. So the question is, I'm a Yerdei, so Mishin Chubchesbach, and I'm Shom. The question is, can the mishoresses go and be mafresh chala? So what he's referring to is a Trumas HaDashin, a remote quote to Trumas HaDashin. The case was that the Mishereses has the right to the since she's rogel to be in the house, and you know she's taking care of the needs of the house. There was in general, the balabasa would rely on her to take up her precious chalas, as if she was given a open ended shlichus to do that, so she could do that. Then the remote takes it a step weiter. The Trumas HaDashin takes it a step weiter. He says a fascinating case. Actually, the case wasn't the Trumas HaDashin. Iker minigan all the things, you don't make it until we're mafresh chal. Not by Pesach, any time of the year. You're not mafresh the chal until you don't bake it until you after how precious you're mafresh the chal. That's the Iker minig, how we do it. That which we do over here doing, we're doing it to bidiyah, but to be mafresh after you bake. So, dough, when the dough rises, if it rises for too long, so it becomes very sour. That's not very tasty. So they say you bake it. When you bake it, you kill the yeast. The yeast is a living organism. It's killed by the heat, so it stops fermenting. The baking process stops the fermentation. So in a case where the dough was rising and rising and rising, and the balabasa wasn't there, to mafresh chala. So you can't bake it until you mafresh chala. Balabasa wasn't there. So what do you do? So can somebody else come along and be mafresh chala, and having not been made a shliach to be mafresh chala? Not only can't be mafresh if it wasn't not a shliach. We should use the concept of schi. It's zochalon shlobafona. It's a schus for the person for meeting mafresh chala, because otherwise end up the whole dough become inedible to be so sour. Nobody's going to eat it. So I'm saving the dough. So it's the zochalon shlobafona. I have a right to go and be mafresh the chala from your dough. Even not appointed a shliach to prevent you from taking a loss. This is what the Trumas HaDashin says. The challenge with that is
what was the loss again?
The dough.
Because nobody would.
Once the dough rises too much.
Oh, I see.
So it's inedible. So you'd end up with this inedible dough, which you have nothing to do with. You bake it, it's not going to taste good. So there's a potential loss over here. The Trumas HaDashin said that's okay. So that's what you would do. You would, based on the din of schiya, it's a schus for the person to save him from losing his dough. The idea behind schiya is if I've been appointed a shliach, we assume had you known, you would have wanted me to be the shliach, as if you appointed me a shliach. So now you're a shliach to be mafresh l'chala for you. Okay. So it comes along and says that he feels that there's a problem with that. Famous source on the Trumas HaDashin, he says. He differentiates between Zachan Le'odim and Zachan Me'odim. But at the end of the day, even though the overall situation is exclusive, the act of taking something away from the person, taking some of it away to give to the Kohen or to burn. So my mice is to take it away from the person. I have no power to take something away from you unless it was appointed to be a Shliach, even though it's good for you. To give you something, accept something for you, yes, is in Zachan Le'odim. I can give you something new, which you didn't have before through the parshas, but to take away from you, even though it's good for you, I can't do unless I'm a Shliach. So that was that. But the Trumas HaDashin says, but the Mishareses is empowered, and the Ksus I think would agree with that. She's empowered to take off because she's like standard there. So therefore, it's as if there's a standing shlichus for her appointment of shlichus to allow her to be mafresh. Now, if you leave it like that, it's going to be tachmin. Says Zion. Lava gav the hektish who ben shaloi. So what's the problem? So come chav. It's fine. But whose is it? It's not mine. It belongs to Hektish, it belongs to the Chala. So, right? So, Mikol Malkam, Arba Ba'yirah. However, by Mitchell alay habichul. The more says that you are over by your rule. So the question is why? The more that makes drasha shalchay to rabbal to rishal acher mishal gavoy. Ferish drasha is something which belongs to mikdash. Is not nisur by your rule on it. So what are we worried about over here? So I mean, maybe it's, the rabbanon shouldn't be should keep around. You might come to eat it, but the mitzvah is not a problem. So you know. If that's sure ready, we can find, you know, we can find the Chazal B'Mekel, we can find the Netzah, but if it's, why is it by Yerua? So the Mora says, what are you saying? That you're saying this item is not yours anymore. Well, it's a fascinating thing by Shumas, Meisers, Schal, etc. You can be Matur Netter on the item. So you can mount an editor and say that my act of hafrosha is not valid, and retroactively it's not valid. So it comes, I can't tell you for sure this thing is out of your rishus because you might be mount an editor. So the Mor says, even though you were not mount an editor yet, since you could be mount an editor, it's still considered that you have bialus over it because you have the potential for bialus right now because you could be mount an editor and make it yours again. Once it reaches the hands of the Kohen, you can't be matur anymore, because it would be ridiculous, you know. Okay, so I'll be matur, I'll give it to the Kohen, and after the Kohen, I'm matur netter, hey, you can't use it anymore. Once you give it to the Kohen, it's the Kohen. So you can't be matur netter anymore, because when you didn't give it away, you give matur netter. So therefore, it's still in your rishus, and you're by matze. And you can't bake it on Yom Tov, because there's nobody to eat it. Can't leave it as is because it's come chametz, and you can't burn it. So this, I have a great idea. Be my first chal, and before it rises and becomes chametz, burn it. Well, you can't do that either. You design enter a shayperish. You can't burn it. Then serve kachem yamta. We pass and you can't burn kachem yamta because you have no. There's no sarach of an echol nefesh for that. So now, what do you do? So he says, definitely the solution is do not be ma'afrish beforehand, bake it first, and then be ma'afrish. While I'm baking it, everything is mutter. I mean, it's all potentially mutter to eat, so I have a right to call echol nefesh. Okay, if a person forgot and was ma'afrish improperly, so the solution is put it into cold water. We don't rely on that eitzah of putting it into cold, and that prevents the chimutz. The chashin and shemelo yizor yafesh yomayim instead of kafei. He won't be careful enough to make sure that the water stays cold enough, because we'll see in a second that that's not necessarily so easy. You have to make sure that it stays in constant cool water. The sign of your test. Ukshiroya shemayim eschavim in ksas. You see the water starting to warm up. Bam Nubai says that because they're sitting in the house now. Yizor melachlivim b'mayim sinim. You have to keep changing the water to cold water, because that's what will stop the becoming chametz. You have to keep preventing it. So that's a major tircha. So that we're not going to rely on that the chachila, a person making a dough on Yom Tov. We'd much rather bake it first and then take me out first and say, yeah, no, I'll keep standing guard over this water. I mean, right, maybe you will, maybe you won't, but it's not a great place to be. Okay. Now, so it comes to our mother, Moses, Imyesh Kray and Cotton, so we have an eighth. So, Machaber Mari Bechalus Eretz Yisrael, Shenir Nechalus Akanim, Bezmanes Esher Kulon, to my Mason. So, Chal and Eretz Yisrael, that's it. Nobody eat it, because if you're Tommy Mason, you can't eat Chal and Eretz Yisrael. We assume we're all Tommy Mason. So, that's it. There's nothing to talk about, even little children. Rimas Achalo, Samela, forget about what the Kohen's tamei. I'm tamei. I made the dough. So I touched the dough. I made the dough tamei. Dough which is tamei, you can't eat. Even the Kohen is tor. You can't bake it. Okay, and lohizke protemel. That's why the Rambam doesn't say the Shulchan Aruch did not differentiate what the Rambam was talking about. He wasn't talking about the same scenario. But the Rambam comes along and says, Rambam married Bechalus Chutz Lords. That's the Mechabar's case. Comes to Rambam, the Rambam says, in Chalas Chutzlor, Shana Asur Elamisha Tuma Yotzel of Migufay, Chazal stepped, it's older Rabbanan, so Chazal stepped down and said, you know what, Tumay Mason, no problem. Eat, made the Tumma, no problem. You can still eat the Chalas. Tumma Yotzel of Migufay, he came out of his body, Keri, Bazov, Mitzara, that's a different ballgame. We don't know Mitzara nowadays. She has certain mission to get some gufa. Could go in the zav with balkari. Avakari na tor mi zav umikari. He doesn't have zav carry either because he never had or because he went to the mikvah. Can cut and pause me ben teisha shana biyemechod. She has a matam mikari. There's nothing to carry on a child under the age of 9. We got minestam el the raw ziva. Probably we can be maxed. He didn't have ziva. Kima shupach to ben teisha because he's under the age of 9. We know the girl who went, he went to the mikvah, and he carried is that one till sunset of that day. So if he sees at night the carry, so he's telling me the rest of the day till the sunset. If he sees it during the daytime, he's telling me till the sunset. So he went to the mikvah that day, and then by the time night comes, he'd be mutter. So Rosh Lechol Chalas Chutzlaretz. We're going to allow him this kain katan, this kain who is an adult who went to the mikvah. We're going to allow him to eat Chalas Chutzlaretz. If you kasam Ramah, once that shudim yesh kain katan, alpha shakar l'shem chala Rosh Lechol apayamtiv shere rilachila. Have an eitzah how to bake it. You can bake it, give it to the kain katan. So he said either a kain katan which is never saw carry or a kain gadol which is a gadol which went to the mikvah. Shetav l'kiri yotz lomer obviously herb shim shay. Now he's adding a kinet over here. Normally the Mishnah says, and it's Gemara and Yevomis. The Gemara says that there's three stages in the Torah process of a person. Some have two, some have all three. So, person goes to the mikvah, whose tummy goes to the mikvah, so he can't eat Maaser Sheni when he's tummy. Once he goes to the mikvah, he's allowed to eat Maaser Sheni, even though the sun did not set. So, as soon as he goes to the mikvah, Maaser Sheni is permitted for him to eat. He can't eat Truma, can't eat Kajim, can't eat Kaala, Maaser Sheni he could eat. A minute ago, before he went to the mikvah, he couldn't eat Maaser Sheni either. Once he goes to the mikvah, he can eat Maaser Sheni. Once the sun sets, he can eat Truma and Kaala. But a case where he's a mechusi kippurim, which means he's mechir to bring a korban together with his process of tahara, azava katana, anida, and a mitzara, or a mitzaraz. All of those have a din of Azov and Azova and a Mitzara and a Mitzaras require a korban, and a Yoledis require a korban until they're able to eat kachim. And that's only kachim. Chumah they're allowed to eat as soon as the sun goes down. They still can't eat karbonas until they bring the kapora of their korban the following day. So those are three madregas. So over here we're going to be matter even without Harav Shemesh in Chalas Chutzlaretz. We're going to be matter once he went to the mikvah for the balkari, he can eat right away. It's not like Chalas Mamash where you have to wait till night time. Okay. Mishabur says that the person should eat immediately before he goes using the bathroom. Being matamayim is urinating. So it shouldn't be that that he goes to the bathroom after the in between going to the mikvah and eating the schala. Why? Shema yatam mayim chalukim or achurim sheyesh b'em chashas keri. He also lecho chala zuach sheyachzav yitul. Sometimes a little bit of the keri is left inside and it comes out with the meir glayim, and that will now again make him tummy. therefore we should have him go to the mikveh, eat right away, and then go to the bathroom. Some say nowadays we don't give it any kind to eat. Shein mechilin. Shein mazikim kohen. We don't assume he's definitely. We don't assume anybody. We do not assume anybody's a definite kohen. Zilman nischala achas min mesob. Maybe he knows his. He can check back his yichus that yeah was Benach or Ben back to Aaron HaKoyen, but who said what happened to the mothers? I don't know what happened to the mothers. Maybe the one of the mothers was a cholola. One time she got chapped by the goyim. She's a cholola now. The minischal achas me myself. Umi komo. The dinner. Dasa Rabbi Kedair Rishon the Nesin the Katan the Gadol Shetov the Kiryah the Halachah Lemaisa we don't hold like this opinion we hold you can't feed anybody because of this Chashash. You could assume he's a Kohen once you know he's Tor you can give him to eat. That's what Rambam was saying before. Rambam presented as a definite opinion. It's cut and eat. Even though we have the pressure of Pesach, we have the dough, etc., we're not going to make all. There is places to do that. It means the rest of the year we're not going to be makel, but on Pesach will be makel that he can eat. We'll give it to Kayan Shatov of the Kiryah. Okay, we have the Shapeskim of Rivera Grom of Fakvakal set. Fine. Okay, let's hold it here. I don't have the calendar in front of me.